Greetings in Jesus' name on this fourth day of August, the year of our Lord 2021. It's currently in the 50s outside and it's a beautiful day, rain coming tonight, but we're rejoicing in it being a wonderful Wednesday. The middle of the week, and as our habit is, and it's a good habit, we're headed to the house of God tonight to be a part of what God is doing and how the Lord is stirring in our Wednesday night services. Our burden is for a full service, with a full singing, special music, a message from the Word of God, full length, that's right, and getting after it for the Lord, busy about the Father's business. And today we're praying about going down to Boston to be a part of a church planters forum, either today or Friday, and be a part of that and seeing more church planting take place in this region. We're anxiously anticipating preaching homecoming for our home church there, Maple Grove Baptist Church. Their good preacher, Tommy Carlisle, and any of our friends that's been a part of the Maple Grove Baptist Church down through the years, like to invite you out for the special homecoming services, and I look forward to preaching the good word of God on the Lord's day. Pray for us that we would have traveling mercies, and God would watch over us along the way. If you have your Bibles today, I would invite you to look with me in Romans chapter 7 and verse number 24. I'm reading through the book of Romans now, and also finishing up the great book of Psalms, and had a wonderful time looking and studying in the Word of God this morning. And I come to this chapter of Romans 7, and it seems to me to be an autobiographical sketch of the Apostle Paul's struggles that he was having as a sinner. An autobiographical sketch where he is mentioning the great warfare that is going on in the life of the believer. And you that are listening today know that this warfare is real, that there is a great battle that goes on between our Savior and Satan himself, and the great spiritual warfare that takes place where sin and the temptation to sin that comes from Satan himself, and trying to veer us off course and trying to see us go a different direction, a direction away from God. Satan is busy about his business of leading us astray. And in this great sketch of his life, he talks about the deliverance that can come and how it comes. And he ends off this chapter at a very pinnacle, a very high point. And I want you to see this today in our study together. Oh, wretched man that I am. And what an exclamation point that is. And all of us would get in line and we would agree wholeheartedly. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? There's an exclamation and then there is a question. He's talking about the old man that he's dragging around. The old man that seems to be tied so close to his body. And he says, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? And then he enters into an anthem of praise. And he says, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. And so he tells us very clearly that it's not only Christ that saves us, but it is Christ that sustains us. And we are to be joyous today. Because the old man that may be dragging around, we can be delivered from that through Christ Jesus, our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. And he ends off this chapter by the great exclamation, it is Jesus Christ, our Lord, that is the deliverer. And I want all of you today to be encouraged and afresh and anew. That you might be battling, as Paul was here in Romans chapter number 7, the old man, and there might be a great conflict that's going on. You've looked to Christ for salvation. Why not look to Christ now for Him to sustain you and to bring you into the true victory that comes through walking and talking with Him each and every day? You've been listening to this Wednesday edition of the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day. And pray for us tonight at the church that God would use us in a great and a mighty way and we'll talk to you again on tomorrow.